Daily Brief, June 1st, 2026. Top of mind. Oil jumped 3% per plus to $94 Brent after US-Iran strikes resumed over the weekend, snapping a three-day losing streak. Yet equity futures are rising. S&P 500 futures plus 0.2%, NASDAQ for 0.1%, as the AI narrative overrides geopolitical fear. NVIDIA, NVDA, unveiled its ARM-based PC chip, RTX Spark, at Computex, sending NVDA plus 2.3% pre-market, ARM plus 13%, and hammering Intel, INTC, 6%, Qualcomm, Qcom, 9.7%, AMD, 4.3%. The market is pricing a deal while the war grinds on. Any breakdown in talks is the asymmetric tail risk for long equity positions. Berkshire Hathaway, BRKB, announced its $6.8 billion all-cash acquisition of Taylor Morrison, TMHC. First major deal under CEO Greg Abel, signaling a bet on housing cycle recovery. Catalyst Radar. Friday, May, jobs report, consensus plus 90K, unemployment 4.3%, key test for Fed hike pricing. ISM manufacturing PMI today, expected 53. Computex conference continues this week with Intel and Marvel keynotes. SpaceX, OpenAI, Anthropic IPO filings expected in coming weeks. Analyst on opinion columns, WSJ, heard on the street on corporate bonds. High-grade yields at 5.3% are tempting, but spreads versus treasuries are near generational tights. AI-related releveraging and potential supply surge from M&A financing could widen spreads from price-to-perfection levels. FT unhedged on AI and GDP, Korinek McKelvey estimate AI compute spending hit $219 billion in 2025, but quality-adjusted prices fell 94%, implying a massive multiplier on real output that GDP accounts miss. The disconnect between visible capex and invisible productivity gains is structural. Markets, US futures positive despite oil rally. S&P 500 on track for 8th straight gain. SoftBank, 99984.jp, plus 114%, overtaking Toyota as Japan's largest company, 306B market cap. Kospi, plus 3.7%, YTD, plus 109%. EM stocks hit record high driven by Samsung and MediaTek. Oil Brent, plus 3% to $94 after weekend strikes. US Central Command, guiding 70 commercial ships through Hormuz with transponders off. Brent was 11% last week on deal hopes. Bonds 10Y yield flat at mere 4.45%. Fed hike by mid-2027, now carbon 70% priced. Bloomberg, oil shock has tightened financial conditions by equivalent of 75 billion of rate hikes. Bitcoin, 3.1% to 72.8K, decoupling from equities. ETF outflows $733 million Wednesday, traders citing AI as the new speculative magnet. Copper LME, 1.4% to $13,128. US tariff review deadline June 30th, keeping the arbitrage spread wide. Goldman raised year-end forecast 10% plus. Economy, ISM manufacturing expected 53 versus 52.7 prior. Jobs week begins with jolts tomorrow, ADP Wednesday, payrolls Friday. Powell warned political stress test on Fed independence will destroy public trust. DOJ probe into Fed renovation dropped in April after Powell refused to cut rates on Trump's timeline. Chile inflation breakevens nearly back to pre-war levels. Investors rotating back into short-term peso bonds. Business finance. Berkshire to acquire Taylor Morrison for $72.50 yams share, 24% premium. Buffett lauded Abel's execution. Berkshire also took 2.6B position in Delta Airlines in Q1. Barry Diller's IAC People Inc. planning takeover bid for MGM Resorts. No price disclosed. Wise, 9.2% after Belgian prosecutors investigate 500 NIDAs in transactions for potential money laundering. Shares hit 18-month low. CIBC selling Caribbean ARM to Butterfield for $1.6 billion, launching buyback. Bank earnings beat across Canadian sector. JP Morgan ordered to pay 4,025 minutes in wrongful termination by FINRA arbitration panel over a $642.50 Super Bowl party expense. World geopolitics. US-Iran strikes resumed. US hit radar command sites on Keshem Island. Iran struck a US airbase. Trump says, sit back and relax, it will all work out, on Truth Social. Iran insists ceasefire must include Lebanon. Kuwait reporting missile interceptions. Colombia election, right-wing outsider Abelardo de la Espriella won first round, 43.7%, versus leftist Cepeda, 40.9%. Dollar bonds surged 4 cents. Runoff June 21. Singapore scrambling to keep Asian oil flowing. Refineries switching crude sources, but storage buffers under strain. India's City of Glass, Firozabad cutting output 30% on gas shortages. Shadow Fleet oil tankers, GMS CEO warns, 50% corroding, ticking time bomb for environmental disaster. Technology, AI. NVIDIA unveils RTX Spark, ARM-based PC chip made with MediaTek, combining Blackwell GPU with N1X CPU. Coming in 30-plus laptops, 10 desktops from Dell, Microsoft, HP this fall. Also, Vera Data Center CPU now in full production. Early customers include Anthropic, OpenAI, xAI. SoftBank commits $75 billion to AI data centers in France. 5GW overtakes Toyota as Japan's number one company. Sun, AI revolution, 50x bigger than .com. Runway investing 200 million plus in London European HQ, building world models beyond LLMs. AI startup reality check, 857 US unicorns exist, but half haven't raised in 3 years. More than 220 have fallen. Startups valued at 1B plus pre-ChatGPT, now worth 52 to 68% less. Enterprise SaaS hit hardest. Standouts. Bofay Hartnett. Only 20 S&P 500 stocks hit all-time highs in May, matching dot-com top in March 2000. Advising defensive rotation. JP Morgan traders warn on profitless tech after 57% YTD rally. Advocates shift to quality names as yields stay elevated. Hyperliquid, decentralized exchange, processed $960 million revenue with 12 employees. CFTC just approved first US perpetual futures on Bitcoin. J&J facing in vivo CAR T disruption after losing partner Colonia to Lilly, 7B buyout. Legend biotech data next week is pivotal. Crypto treasury stocks collapsing, Strategy, 60% YTD, capital B, 83% as Bitcoin slides. Companies pivoting to digital credit, perpetual preferred notes paying 11.5% to raise cash.